This is in volume 4, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is 1126. This is dated on the 7th day of Menachemov. This is a letter in Tosh Yud Aleph, Baruch Hashem, and a debtor to Mahari Dubov, he says in the Shalom Uvrachim. So the Rebbe says like this: I received an invitation from the yeshiva to participate with a message with the jubilee of 40 years of the yeshiva in Manchester. This is Manchester, England. So the Rebbe was invited to write a message over there. Since the invitation is in English, so probably the Rebbe said, I'm assuming that the report or the booklet is also going to be in English. So the Rebbe says, I wrote the attached letter in English. And I rely on your understanding, you know, the words belongs in English or translated to Hebrew, whatever Rebbe said, this way he wrote it. And Rebbe says, you make the decision whether you should give it over to the leadership of the yeshiva or to publicize it in any other way. Just, you know, you make the decision. I trust your view. Rebbe says, I'm also attaching here the points that I spoke to, the Rosh Dvarim that I spoke to the students of our yeshiva who volunteered to dedicate their vacation days to put an effort into strengthening Torah and the kosher chinuch in all of these countries. So the Rebbe gave a talk for them, and the Rebbe is attaching those words that he said to them. And the Rebbe says in exchange, I mean, the letter is written on the 7th day of Menachemov. And that day it says that in the 7th of Av, they entered into Yerushalayim at the time they started the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which took place on Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. But the Rebbe says, the Rebbe wishes, makes a blessing over here, that instead of on 7th of Av, which day entered into Yerushalayim and then eventually burned the Beis HaMikdash, I will conclude with a blessing that we should very speed in our days actually see the building of the Beis HaMikdash through Mashiach Tzidkenu, a building Bidei Shamayim, I think it means within the coming from heaven. So the Rebbe makes the footnotes here. There's a whole discussion exactly how the next Beis HaMikdash will be built, because in the Rambam, he writes that Mashiach, in the notes over here, in the Rambam he writes that Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. But in other places, in Zohar Chelik Beis, in the Rashi, he said that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come from down from Shemayim, from heaven, going to be built by Hashem. It's going to be a miraculous Beis HaMikdash. How to reconcile this is various different things the Rebbe discusses in other places, but just in this letter, the Rebbe is just referencing over here that he says it's going to be heavenly built, and once it's heavenly built, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but the Rebbe says in other places it cannot be destroyed. If it's humanly created and it's built by humans, then it can happen, it can be destroyed later on, but once it's going to be built by Hashem himself, it's going to be lasting forever.